morning. Welcome to the Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here through every Wednesday night. Thankfully, still with you. Made it through Saturday, though I think we only have 5 months left to go again. Till the next time. But the rapture is coming. Always and forever, it will be coming. That's silly. And played out. I'm sorry. Shouldn't have went there. But this is the Unknown and Unheard. Found online at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. And also, did I say it? On the air, right here, 96.3. But if you miss any part of the show or want to catch the show repeatedly, go to the blog. It's there for you with plenty of info and links and places to buy music and places to just hear more music from the artist I share with you. Go there, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Tonight's show, I'm just going to jump right into it. I have a pretty solid list of bands. A lot of recently familiar bands that I've played on here, a couple new ones, but still a bunch of new stuff. Led off by the leader of one of my favorite bands, who has recently reunited, and they are playing the Pitchfork Music Fest opening night, Robert Pollard of Guided by Voices. He probably puts out, I would say, 5 to 7 albums a year in some various band or solo. He has a new solo album coming out. It may be his first of the year, but I'm not sure. I can't believe that if it is. The album's called Lord of a Birdcage, and In a Circle might be one of the best songs from him in a very long time, considering how much music he puts out. But he's always consistent. This one just steps it up significantly. Upfront vocals, great lyrics, somewhat bittersweet anthem. Robert Pollard at his finest. In a Circle is the track from Lord of the Birdcage, forthcoming album. Check it out right now. This is the Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Grass was flat. We all sat around in a circle. The dirt was moist. I moved a finger in a circle. We all sat around in a circle. I moved a finger in a circle. Like the man in the gutter, come to the width of our circle, stiff arm your way to the middle.
Constant reverie in me.
Robert Pollard right there on the Unknown and Unheard, kicking the show off. In a Circle is the track from his forthcoming album, Lord of the Birdcage. Really, really love that song a lot. Have listened to it numerous times since I stumbled across it, I think on Sunday. Again, his band, Guided by Voices, reunited last year, maybe the year before last, had a short tour, but are playing the Pitchfork Music Fest opening night at the end of July. I can't remember the date on that one. July 17th or something in there. Robert Pollard, In a Circle. Next up, let's play a set of three, and let's get into some rock. The Black Lips, Ty Segall, and Jeff the Brotherhood. Vintage sound to pretty much all of them, but Black Lips, first up, New Direction is the third track off their forthcoming sixth album, Arabian Mountain. I like these guys more and more, and I just can't wait till my next chance to see them live. They are crazy, crazy live performers. Black Lips, New Direction is the track, kicking off the set of three, Arabian Mountain. After that, Ty Segall has a brand new single, the first single from his forthcoming album, Goodbye Bread. The track is You Make the Sun Fry. Ty Segall, out of San Francisco, really fuzzy, upbeat, fun, loud garage rock. Ty Segall, You Make the Sun Fry. After that, Jeff the Brotherhood, scaling back the big, ominous sound of a lot of their albums. Their new album is called We Are the Champions. It is their fourth. The track I have is called Hey Friend. It's how the album starts, and it kind of oddly sounds like old Weezer, like some of their first couple albums when they're a little bit more alternative. But combine that with the usual Jeff the Brotherhood sound, pretty interesting combo. Jeff the Brotherhood, Hey Friend, it is off their Just Out album, We Are the Champions, out yesterday. Again, before that, Ty Segall, You Make the Sun Fry, and right now, The Black Lips, New Direction. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
can't tell me if it's really wrong. It's been going on for way too long. I can't help it if I am happy when she is around. I've been thinking about your death.
Listening to The Unknown and Unheard, my name is Kyle Kaufman, here with you every Wednesday night right here on WJAA, found online at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Three more rocket songs finishing up right there. First up, The Black Lips, New Direction, a new track off their still forthcoming sixth album, Arabia Mountain. After that, Ty Segall, brand new track from his forthcoming album, Goodbye Bread. The track was called You Make the Sun Fry, and closing it out, Jeff the Brotherhood, their opening track from their brand new album out yesterday. We Are the Champions, the track is Hey Friend. I didn't realize it till I got into the Jeff the Brotherhood song, but I saw all those bands at South by Southwest. Ty Segall opened up for Jeff the Brotherhood on one stage, playing about the loudest set I've ever seen. It's this tiny tent in behind some club, jam-packed full of people on a hot day. Ty Segall really won me over there. Then after that, Jeff Brotherhood, told you the story, lead guitarist, lead singer, came out, got down on his knees in front of me and played a solo for me out in the crowd. Pretty amazing. Camera didn't take the picture I thought it was going to, unfortunately. And the Black Lips played about one of the craziest shows I saw the entire time there. All sorts of people up on stage. You should look up the video of how crazy some of their live shows get. Anyway, next up, we're going to jump away from the rock and go into a set that's a bit more electronic, a little bit more beat-driven, a set that you might not have heard on the show about a year ago, but I've opened up the doors to just about every style of music I possibly can, and I really dig this band. Leading off the set, Handsome Furs. This is the side project from Dan Bechner and his wife. Dan Bechner is also in Wolf Parade, and Dan Bechner may not be how you pronounce Dan Bechner's name. I'm pretty sure that's it, though. But he and Spencer Krug make up Wolf Parade, kind of the two main dudes in Wolf Parade. Spencer Krug also has a handful of other side projects, one of which we'll visit in overtime today, Moonface. But the main other side project from Spencer Krug is Sunset Rubdown, who I've played on here a bunch. But anyway, those two guys have their own stuff going on in addition to Wolf Parade. Have I confused you yet? Probably. But Handsome Furs again, Dan Bechner and his wife. This is their project, their third album. It is called Sound Capital. The second single from this forthcoming album is now out, and this is by far the best song I've heard from Handsome Furs. Repatriated. Really awesome track. Album is out June 28th. After that, another more electronic band that this is probably the band that turned the corner for me. Yaysayer. They pulled me into this genre of music that I really enjoy now. I played one track from the two-song little EP that they released for Record Store Day. It is called End Blood, not Odd Blood. That was their full-length released last year. But End Blood was a couple of B-sides from the Odd Blood recording sessions. Tonight, Yaysayer, Swallowing the Decibels. Then closing it out with a track that's slightly electronic, but not really. It's kind of folk and electronic. Really interesting song from a band that I've really jumped onto since South by Southwest, the Felice Brothers. Their third album is finally out. It is Celebration Florida. Tonight, I have the best track from that album. It is called Fire at the Pageant. This track is fantastic and surely will convert you or any non-believers of the Felice Brothers. Fire at the Pageant. Before that, Yaysayer, Swallowing the Decibels. And right now, Handsome Furs, Repatriated. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Believe Mama, so mad 'cause she can't scare mom. Even if she's wrapped in a tablecloth. Oh Lord, what is mom to do? 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1,000.
Everybody calm down, please stop shouting.
Normally, I dislike a lot of Dan Beckner's songs in Wolf Parade, but for some reason, these first two singles off the new Handsome Furs, his solo project album, Sound Capital, have just won me over. Repatriated was the track you heard there. What About Us is another one. Just really dance-oriented, beat-driven songs. A lot of synth. I like it. Hopefully you guys are digging it as well, and that didn't scare you off, because there's a little bit more of that in the song following it. Yaysayer, Swallowing the Decibels. End Blood is the little single slash EP they released. Really, really layered music and great vocals. They have one other guy sing on some tracks, but right there is Chris Keating. He's definitely the best vocalist they have, and the tracks that he sings on, I love significantly more than the other ones. But right there, Yaysayer, Swallowing the Decibels off End Blood, and then closing it out with a sinister, really neat track from the Felice Brothers, Fire at the Pageant, track off their third of three albums, Celebration Florida. All right, let's continue on with a little bit more lighter pop-oriented rock. I'm visiting all sorts of genres this evening. First up, another band that I've really jumped onto recently, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. Tonight I have the track Skeletons. It's from their just out this week album, It's a Corporate World. It's their debut full-length. They had one EP out last year called Horsepower that really got people fired up. I was not too sold on that, but I'm really digging this album. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. Skeletons, playing the White Rabbit Cabaret up in Indy on June 17th. Second up in this set, Donkeys, a band I played for the first time last week. I like The Way You Walk. It is from Born With Stripes, their third full-length. They really step it up on this album. The Donkeys, I Like The Way You Walk is the track this week. Remind me a lot, again, of These United States and just bands and kind of that genre. And then closing it out with a former member of These United States, a new album from Paleo. David Strachani is his name, but he goes by Paleo. Tonight I have the track Holly, like the name, Wood. Like Hollywood Do This. Hollywood is the name of the track. It is off his brand new full-length, Fruit of the Spirit. Paleo, Hollywood. Before that, Donkeys, I Like the Way You Walk. And right now, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., Skeletons. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
I guess I've been bruised if we were to speak plain. Every bruise that comes to flesh makes its mark on the brain. You say it's always been and always will be. And anything you'd say has already been said a million times. Side streets we walked past, all our buried skeletons in the backyard. Come to pass if you're
Oh.
horses. Check your sources. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. The grass is growing. The crow is crowing. It all went off in flames. Now, where is the passion? Stirring the ashes. What are the chances? What are the chances? We were through. You swore that you would never love again. I could wait forever. You would never be my friend. But Hollywood, 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 Hollywood. But the clock is ticking. The baby's kicking, kicking. I could wait forever. You would never understand.
Man, Man, time is a-flying and I lost track of bands. I squeezed in an extra one at the end of that set of three, but the ones I told you about. First up, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. with Skeletons, Donkeys, I Like the Way You Walk. And then third up, Paleo, Hollywood was the track. And the bonus song I squeezed in there due to time constraints, J. Roddy Walston and the Business, brand new song from a forthcoming, yet-to-be-titled album, Jesus Gonna Do His Best. Closing out Regulation with two tracks. First up, Bill Callahan, another offering from Apocalypse. The track is Universal Applicant. Bill Callahan, great album. And then closing out the Regulation with one song from Ockerville River, their brand new LP. I Am Very Far is the album. The Rise is the track closing this set out. Two songs and OT await you. This has been The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman. Thank you so very much for listening. Have a great night.
Without works, calving increments, or love's cultish punch, what would I be? An animalless isthmus beyond the sea. Oh, bees only swarm when they're looking for a home. So I followed them. I found the bee's nest in the buffalo's chest. I drank their honey, that milk. I've seen this taste cased in almost every face that's working to see it in all. And this kidnaps me. Tied up in a boat and kicked off to sea. In tight baby binding technique. My arm chews through the swaddling slings. There's a flare gun in my hand. I pointed straight, I pointed high, to the universe it applies. Get the things up in lavender. Where I'd been was my goal. I saw the calf, I saw the bees, I saw the buffalo and the colt. I'm sure they all laughed at me, at me so low in my boat. The flare burned and fell. The boat burned as well. And the drunk skunk. And the honk. And the monk in me all sung.
Classics and the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3 WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.
Welcome to the UNU's Overtime. It's going to be a little bit shorter this week, but a couple cool tracks, a little bit more eclectic tracks, I think, for you tonight. First up, we'll recap the two you just heard. Bill Callahan, Universal Applicant, was the track you just heard. Apocalypse is his new album, his third album, formerly the leader of Smog. This is definitely going to be one of the best albums of the year. Certainly got one of the best tracks. Go check out some of the stuff on the blog about Bill Callahan. And then closing it out with Ackerville River, The Rise is another track from I Am Very Far. It's a mellower one, but I like it quite a bit. That's the album closer from Ackerville River's I Am Very Far. All right, I have two tracks for you, like I said. First up, Nat Baldwin. He is the bassist for the Dirty Projectors, and he kind of brings a new, fresh take to independent music. His music is electric and stand-up bass-based compositions. Nat Baldwin, Lake Erie, is probably his best track. Just kind of got onto him this past week. This is from his debut album in 08. He's released another one since then, but this album is called Most Valuable Player. Lake Erie is the track by Nat Baldwin. And then closing it out with the track I mentioned earlier in the show, Moonface. This is the alias or another side project from Spencer Krug, one of the leaders of Wolf Parade and the leader of Sunset Rubdown. Moonface is what he goes by here. He's previously released an EP as Moonface. It was one 20-plus minute song. Kind of odd stuff there. But tonight, Moonface, Fast Peter is the track. His debut full-length is forthcoming. It is entitled Organ Music, Not Vibraphone, Like I'd Hoped. Weird and has an extremely unique voice, but one of the best songwriters I think going in indie rock right now. Moonface, aka Spencer Krug. Fast Peter is the track. And right now, Nat Baldwin, Lake Erie is the track. This has really been The Unknown and Unheard on the internet. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.